Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 8, You Can't Have Everything, and Other Clichés to Get Rid of. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. In this episode, Earl takes aim at something subtle but powerful. The ideas we repeat without thinking about them. He begins by dividing people into two broad groups. The bottom 95% of people and the top 5%. The larger group tends toward conformity. They want to fit in, avoid risk, and do what everyone else is doing. The top 5%, on the other hand, are doing something different. They are thinking differently, choosing differently, and acting differently. That immediately reminded me of the Pareto principle, the idea that a small percentage of people produce the most meaningful output and receive most of the rewards. What struck me in this tension Earl highlights is many people say they want to be unique and special, but then organize their lives to look exactly like everyone else's. You can't stand out by blending in. From here, Earl moves into one of the most practical parts of this episode, his critique of clichés. Clichés are the mental shortcuts. They allow us to stop thinking. They feel wise because they feel familiar, but often they quietly limit our behavior and expectations. We repeat them automatically, and then we live as if they are laws of nature. Two clichés in particular really bug Earl. The first is, it's too good to be true. Earl rejects this outright. In his view, nothing is too good to be true. Everything is the result of prior actions, effort, and preparation, and thought. When something looks miraculous from the outside, it usually means we didn't see the years of work that led up to it. Calling something too good to be true becomes an excuse not to act, not to try, and not to believe that similar results might be possible for us. The second cliche he challenges is, you can't have everything. Earl's response is sharp. Why not? He argues that you can have everything you truly want and need if you're willing to focus, prioritize, and work toward it. Now, that doesn't mean having everything instantly or without effort. It means refusing to accept artificial limits placed on your potential. These clichés don't just restrict what we pursue, they also dull our enjoyment of what we already have. They train us to settle, to downplay ambition, and to distrust possibility. Once again, Earl brings us back to the central idea. We become what we think about. The final part of this episode turns to advertising. And this one hit surprisingly close to home for me. In my work, I'm constantly thinking about how to get people to show up for the events that I'm organizing and putting on. And Earl lays out a framework that is surprisingly timeless. First, you need to have a good product. Second, people need to know it exists. That's advertising. Third, once they are aware, you need to convince them that choosing your idea or product is better than the alternative competing for their time and attention. And finally, once they show up, you need to express gratitude so they'll want to come back and tell others. What struck me is that this isn't just about advertising events. It's about communicating value in any area of our life. If something matters to you, you have to make it visible, compelling, and meaningful to others. Attention is never guaranteed. It's earned. So, episode 8 leaves me with this as a reminder. If you want uncommon results, you can't rely on common thinking. Question the cliches that you live by. Refuse the shortcuts that limit your potential. And remember, possibility expands when thinking does. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.